Hello, this is Ted Busters.
Hi, my name's Shalette, calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with James?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Good, great. And just a quick reminder that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes, okay?
Okay.
All right. So a reason why I had called is responding to the screenshot you sent us and what you said, you know, about what's showing on Google, right?
Correct.
Okay. So what you're, the screenshot and what you're referring to is a Google category. And yours is currently pool cleaning services, which is not technically what you exactly do, right? But there's no such thing as a category that will say hot tub cleaning or swim spa cleaning. The very close categories for you is if we even looked up the pool cleaning. Give me one more moment to read this as I say it. Okay. The pool cleaning service is like your one of the closest categories that you can use. And other two categories that mention the word hot tub are not exactly what you want. One is hot tub store and one is hot tub repair service. So that's why pool cleaning service is really the closest choice for you. Now, if you search hot tub cleaning in your area, and we look at what are the other companies using, then you'll see a variety of things. Swimming pool supplies store, swimming pool supply store, pool cleaning service, several pool cleaning service, one that says hot tub store. And so as you can see, everybody in your industry is still having to choose from these same categories. There's no option to freehand write one.
Still blows my mind, but okay, okay.
I feel though, one way, some, you know, we're always choosing the closest related category and then your keywords are under that. So Google knows what keywords you want and you choose the closest category related. And at the same time, the first category is the one that shows to the public, and there can be other categories if they're related that don't actually show, but could contribute to, you know, ranking for keywords, right? So in your case, I think it's not exactly what you do either, but it does mention hot tub that we could, as a second category that's not showing, put hot tub repair service, because you're not a hot tub store for sure. It's up to you. We can put that as a, you know, another category it doesn't show to the public.
I'm leaning towards that because I'm really I'm not getting any calls even for pools. I'm not getting calls for hot tubs. We're almost at the end of this. I just paid extra money to go and do this new. And forgive me, it's got nothing to do with you, Shalette. You and I had a very nice conversation, and I know you were supposed to check back in with me, but I had kind of an emergency go on, so I couldn't get back to you. And then by the time I started getting all my ducks back in a row, it was, you know, here we are now, so I apologize for that.
Okay, yes, I have notes about the Google Ads when I was checking in. So
yeah,
we can
I was considering canceling, so we tried one more avenue here, invested more money, and still have had no calls, no leads, anything. So to be perfectly frank with you, Tub Busters is almost out of resources to keep investing with no, you know, profits from what we're paying you guys for.
I got it. Okay. So I'm going to switch gears here real quick and look at your Google Ads. I can see my notes when I first reported, which was just to tell you what your average cost per click was going to be, was so far. And on July 20, I'm opening Google Ads as we're speaking to get you more updated answers. But on July 24th, you only had 3 clicks at that point. So it was just starting out, right? And your average cost at that time was $12.96 per click. Now we're at least a week past that. Let me look and get an update on what it is now if you want to know.
Yeah, I love information.
Okay. A moment. That part always is a little slow to open.
Yeah, I see in my notes here, it was the 24th to call to check in on the clicks.
Right. Yep. That's when I left that message. Okay. So now it's been running since that time. Your clicks are still ranging from the highest one looks like $14.85 and the lowest that I can find is $10.05. So it's still in that same range, and we have you set it spending $15 a day. So the bid setting is limited, and you're getting 1 or 2 clicks a day. On the 2 clicks, Google will just overspend on that particular day. So yeah, these clicks are higher than I expected. They're on the, you know, they're within the range of average cost, but they're on the high end of it. So basically for these ads to, you haven't got a single call, right? And you've had only 9 clicks. Okay. But these 9 clicks are spread out all over all these days instead of, you know, getting 1 or 2 a day rather than, you know, more condensed. So, you know, if you continue, let me see how much it's spent so far.
Because I think I'm what I paid, which I'm trying to find in my notes here, what higher number I paid.
I can tell. So.
I believe it was on the 15th of last month when we first spoke and we signed up for.
Well, July 11th is when we added, when your Google Ads went to $300, instead of, let me see what if you had them before. Oh, you didn't have them before. Okay. So on July 11th is the first time you were billed for those and $300 worth of ads. Because of that billing, our team also issued a credit that gives you more to spend that equals out to another $100 worth to spend. And of all of it, because you have a 25%, we have a 25% management fee on it, but of all of it, you have spent $116 so far. On 9 clicks. And you haven't had a single call, you said?
Not that I'm aware of, no. Not from Google. The only couple of calls that we've had have been from different advertising companies.
Okay.
So, and I signed up with Local Splash on February 9th. And I probably had 3 through you guys. So, I mean, I was paying $249 a month every single month. And then finally, when I was about to cancel, I spoke with John at extension 3736 to where let me, and then I was about to cancel. And then I got the pleasure of speaking with you and we tried this, and this really doesn't seem to be working either. So I'm kind of at a, out of resources to keep throwing money at a fireplace.
I got it. Well, I'm just going to tell you that, well, I'm going to look at one thing. One more thing. Okay, so yeah, it looks like John set you up to do the ads, but then you called in and you and I talked at length about making adjustments to it to make it work.
Yes, and you were great. You were absolutely great.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm just looking at what else we can do here. Either way, you know, you still got those ads running and your account is not set to bill again until the 15th. My suggestion with what's on there now is to raise the daily budget a little bit. It's set for $15 a day and your clicks are costing almost $15. So you're, either way, it's going to spin slow, it's going to spin fast, but you want calls. So, and I'm not suggesting a big change, but I would suggest at least putting it to 20. Because then Google's more likely to go over and give you two clicks in a day instead of one.
So we're on the 6th right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves us 1, 2, 3. Does it run on the weekends?
Let me check. I'm going to check what we set it up for. Would have been based on what we talked about. Just need to refresh my memory.
That's why I write everything down. I don't want.
I was going to say. I know you keep good. You keep pretty good notes, because you had your dates exactly right on conversations. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, these are only set to run Monday through Friday right now. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday is what they're running.
That sounds like it kind of hurts a little bit if it's not doing on weekends when people are actually off.
Okay. Then let's change it.
So let me just clarify this. So today's the 6th. So we've got 1, 2, 3 days. If we keep it the same, 4, 5, 6, 7 would be the 15th. So we have 1 week. And then you guys are going to want payment again.
Yes.
And I can't do that. So what we need to do is Tubbusters literally needs at least two calls, two customers within that 7 days, and that's not counting Saturday and Sunday, to even consider signing up again. So
we need to
figure something out, Shalette. Otherwise, if you guys can't, then you need to burn all those ads and at come Thursday the 15th, we need to just end this, and I want to buy the domain name.
Okay. So,
or the
$99
that John told me.
All right. I'll tell you what we can do, and we'll figure together the best ways to do it, okay?
Okay.
Talking about running the ads, I'm going to talk about that first, and then I'm going to talk about how, if you're not continuing, how we would deal with that, okay? But with the Google ads, I suggest then that we do go ahead and enable the weekend and bump it to $20 to try to get you some result in this time frame.
Yeah,
second,
I
want to
use it all up, because if we use Saturday and Sunday, that puts it now to 9 days, and it seems like we've got enough left to do that. I don't want to have a credit for any reason, especially if I decide to, you know, not continue.
Right. And absolutely, we want to help you. We want to make, well, we don't just want it to spend, we want it to spend to work, you know, so. And give me just a moment, I'm going to check something else.
Yeah, because the way I figure it, before we upped the Google ads, Tubbusters has spent $6 shy of $1,500 with you guys, and we've had three calls. That is not paying for itself, not even coming close to breaking even.
Gotcha. I hear that. And I'm just looking. So they put a $133 credit, but that really was just so you'd get $100 out of it after the management fee, I think. I'm just going to do some math here to tell you my best scenario with what we're talking about, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it. And I'm trying to review in my notes here. I know it was 249 since February, but we paid, I don't remember what it was. I might not have made an absolute note of that. If I did, it's not in front of me. What did I pay when we decided to do the Google ads?
Okay. Oh, what's your monthly payment changed to?
Yeah,
on that first one. Okay. It went to $449.
Wow.
Okay. So just one more moment here.
Yeah, we're definitely not going to be paying that again next month. We can't. So I hate the word can't. I love a lot of four-letter words, but I don't like that one.
No. Okay. I'm about to give you some options. All right. Actually, I'm suggesting to get this to spend, but also, obviously, you know, when your clicks are high and it's stretching out just one or two like that, you know, and you're not getting calls yet, it needs to spend more to get more. I mean, there's even... Google even has a note on your account that says bid setting limited. So I'm going to say with the days we have left and set enabling the weekends and setting it to 25 a day. And then hopefully you do get those couple calls. Now I want to talk about spending or continuing or discontinuing. Okay. If you say to me now, no matter what, I don't want the ads on my next billing, then I can take them off your future billing as of today. However, and you're still running with what we have currently going. On the other hand, if you decide you want to cancel your whole account, like is what you were really discussing first, I don't handle cancellations, and you would need to speak to somebody at least 3 days before your next billing cycle. You know, and so...
Which would be on the 15th, correct?
Right. So basically, if you were sure that you wanted to cancel, then we'd be asking you to be calling 3 days before the 15th, just telling us you want to cancel. And I say that because I'm hopeful, really, that upping this ads, even if you can't afford to do them next month, you know, based on the fact that you haven't been getting calls, but up in this ads with the budget you have left right now, I'm hoping does bring you a couple calls. But you tell me if you want me to absolutely just take that part of it off your future bill anyway, which means that your next bill, if you continue, would be $149 without ads. You still have the option, you know, to discontinue if you'd like it. Either way, I just want to be sure of how you want that handled.
So, well, let me just understand. You just said 149?
Yes. Your 449 billing is set with $300 worth of ads, and $149 is the basic monthly fee. That sound? Before, when you paid $249, your basic fee was $149 still, but you were paying for $100 worth of Facebook ads. Now you're not. So you already took Facebook ads off your account. So if you remove Google Ads, then your account is only $149. That's what I'm trying to say.
Jesus,
but you don't have to decide this now either.
No, I really wish my wife was here because every time I decide to call you guys or get have the when the stars align, when we can actually talk together, Local Splash and I and us, it's just a little overwhelming for me because I don't me I'm like if I'm confused, throw it out. We'll buy another one. I don't give a crap. but my wife has got a lot more reason and rhyme to her. So what I suggest right now is we're going to bump up to 25 a day for the 9 days and you've activated Saturday and Sunday, the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So will that, it say if I don't get one click in those 9 days, do I have credit? Or does that all just get washed away?
Okay. So your money, the money on an active account doesn't ever disappear, rolls over and rolls over and rolls over. But you typically are never, when somebody cancels, they are never refunding or crediting back ads. People usually use up their ad money.
Of course.
And
I get that.
In your case, if I change this, it should all spend.
At this point, I agree with that. Like, might as well be in Vegas. Bet it. Because we're not getting any calls. And for any reason, I call you on the 12th, which would be the 3 days, to cancel. Then I've tried my best. I've bet it all and then gone back to my hotel broke, just like Vegas does.
Well, we don't want to see that happen. And, you know, if you get calls from upping this, it just means you need a higher budget to sort of have, you know, some consistency to more than one or two clicks a day. And
for sure. Maybe bumping this up and activating the weekends. Come the 12th, I might have had 2 to 4 calls. And then by then I will call you and say, hey, we need to proceed this way. But, I mean, I'm not threatening to cancel. I'm just explaining that I might have to. That's just to be clear.
Okay, got it. Let me ask you, because...
Yes, ma'am.
We had limited hours on the Monday to Friday, so 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Do you want some accounts just say 24/7 every day, all day, you know, and some accounts have hours listed. So Saturday to all the days, do you want that 6 and 6 to stick, or do you want some later evening hours for people that might be get off work and be looking around? And second, do you want all day on Saturday and Sunday, or do you want some limited hours?
No, as a business owner, I want it 6 to 6 because, one, to a shopper, that's our business hours. And if they want to give us a call, we have a voicemail, very nice, friendly voicemail, and we will get back to them. And I've been known to have my company respond back even on a weekend. And Saturday and Sunday should say by appointment only. So we don't say you can't ever call, but I don't want people coming back to me one day saying, oh, you said 24 hours. I'm not going to play that game. So, no, I don't. No, thank you.
Okay, but this isn't about something we say or tell the people. This is about when your ads are able to run. So, so yeah, I'm just talking about when the ads are running.
Well, we did 6 to 6. I mean, do 6 to 8, I guess.
Okay.
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
That sounds really reasonable. And we're doing that for all 7 days, right?
9, ma'am.
No, I meant 7 days of a week. I meant including Saturday and Sunday is the way I meant to say it.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Sorry, I'm referring to my notes.
No, that's okay.
Yep, and that will hopefully burn up what I have remaining, which you said was how much?
Moment. Back up. I have to redo it because I closed the calculator. One moment.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
$25 a day for ads. There's 9 days. I'm making notes in this book. By the 12th, we need to have some phone calls so I can keep paying you guys.
Just a moment. I have to actually complete an action on this page before I can go back to that other page with the cost, okay? One moment.
And the funny thing is, on the 12th, in my notes here, the Google ads that we couldn't cancel, because from what John was telling me and what you and I discussed, that those could be kind of contradicting each other and clashing, that gets unpaused as of the 12th again. So I was spending $1,500 a month on that. So, and still no calls.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Shalette, I'm telling you, I mean, I want to be busy. I want to pay you guys. Everybody pays everybody, right? So.
Right. When it's working, that's what
when it's working, I have no problem paying for things as long as I can make it before I go and decide to pay for it.
Right. Okay. $208.25 left.
$208.
I'm not sure I told you that number already.
No, I don't think so, because you said I'd have $300 in advertising?
No.
In Google Ads or whatever?
All together, what you're allowed to spend. Okay, you build 300, okay? Mm-hmm. Of that 300 that you build, you get 75% of that. You get $225 to be exact. Then our team added a credit and bumped you up almost $100. So instead of being $225, you got a full $324.75. That's as close as they could get. To add, giving you $100 credit, okay, for signing up. So it puts you back to that much to spend total. Now I subtracted the 116 and change that it spent, and that's how I arrive at this number.
So 225.
Hmm?
Okay.
No. $208.
Excuse me.
Yeah. And all I'm doing is you know, the 25 I picked is a round number. I could say 30, you know, and it'd be spent closer to the 12th instead of the 15th. But, you know, we could do either way. But 25 is 8 days, 0.33. Google will never be exact. They're going to, some days they're going to spend up to double what we tell them you can spend. And some days maybe under. And when you have high clicks, it's more likely to go double than under.
So what happens if I run out? So, say if we bumped it to 30 just to please Google and wipe my account, as it were. Is there any penalties after that point before
no.
I sign back up? Or
no, it just
or,
means...
Then I'm just out, right? I'm just
that's
out
it.
Of...
That's all
okay.
it means.
Then shall I put it to 30 for these last remaining 9 days if you can?
Okay.
I mean, what the
and
hell,
I'm hoping,
right?
Well, and then that's the thing. It's budget that makes these work, and $15 a day was not working for you. And so
as far as I've gathered it, I've already lost this money that I paid, so we might as well, with the money we have left, go big or go home.
And I hope that this will bring you results. You get a couple calls and see that that works. Maybe in the end you'll say, even if it works, that's more than you want to spend a marketing when you start figuring out how much that would be a month and all that. But it doesn't matter right now. We want to get your results with the money you've spent.
Exactly. And I've yet to unfortunately see that. It's very sad. It might be, I'll just be quiet. I don't know what it is.
Because your Google listing itself, you know, you're coming up away from the ads. You're already coming up on the first page of searches in a good position. And that apparently is not bringing you business. And it's really, you know, not about, you know, there's nothing wrong with, I'd say, your primary Google category, because everybody in your whole industry is all in the same boat. And so if people are looking at you know, a hot tub cleaning, your name comes up on that list. So, you know, if they click on your website, they definitely know what you do. So,
right.
I don't think that's hindering you, but maybe we can get these ads to get better performance for you in this next week.
No, it's good that we're up there. So that's why it's kind of puzzling to just see that I get a lot of spam calls. That's why I have to charge my phone every night. But I wish it was the other way around.
Yeah, I hear you there. So, okay, I've changed your days to 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. I moved it to $30 a day. Well,
perfect.
Leave it at that. I mean, and right now I made no changes to your future billing based on what you said. It's still set to bill $449 on the 15th, unless you decide to make changes with us.
Perfect. And you can confirm, Shalette, that the 12th will be within that deadline?
Absolutely. I can confirm this. When we ask for a 3-day notice, we're just trying to make sure that you talk to us before I can bill. Okay?
Got you. Because then you guys don't have to pay for processing fees and all that refunds. I get it.
And if ever you call in and you only left a message, or you left a text message or an email, if you say the word cancel, even if we haven't spoke to you yet, we're going to stop the billing.
Perfect. I just wanted to be sure that I wasn't, you know, because I just wanted
right?
to be sure.
Well, and I like to be sure. That's why I like to be upfront about it, because I don't want somebody to be billed that doesn't want to be billed.
God forbid I had to call you on the 11th or something, and then, oh, loophole, that was a Saturday or Sunday. We don't, you know, something like that. I just wanted to be absolutely sure I'm making the correct notes.
Well, you're right, because I'll tell you, I fell into those loopholes before where they tell you to give 30-day notice, and then when I tried to, they go, well, you already billed, and I couldn't figure out how to fit into their system. Yeah,
right.
But 3 days I think is really fair.
It is. No, it's very fair, and it saves the company. It puts urgency on the consumer, which is me. I get it. I like it. It's good business.
All right. Well, is there anything else I could help with today?
I think we are good. I'm just reviewing here. I think we are good. I'm going to discuss this with my lovely better half, and you guys will, no matter what, probably be hearing from, well, absolutely hearing from me on the 12th, come hell or high water, to tell you good news or the horrible C word that I don't want to use.
Well, I'm hoping we get you some good results, and you don't, and we don't have to talk about that anymore.
Exactly. Right? Well, Shalette, I tell you, every time I speak to you, it's been a pleasure. Sorry I missed you last time, like we had made an appointment for. But again, you've come through, and let's see what happens, and we'll give it 9 days.
All right. Well, James, you have a great day. I hope you have a great week, and we'll see you. We'll talk again.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye now.